I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
So I've been watching this morning because a while earlier we were talking about GameStop.
Yeah.
And Fidel and his plight because he bought the stock at only two shares. It's all the money he had. And he bought it at $330. And it had been plummeting over the past few weeks. In fact, it was down to $40 yesterday. And Fidel, you said all indications are that you're about to be a rich man this morning when the market opens up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I don't think it's doing what you thought it would do. And
yeah.
You've been very quiet about it.
No, you said 220, right? It was going to open at 220?
180 is what I said.
180. Yeah, yeah. 180.
It opened at 170.
Okay.
And it's down to 117.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what'd, buddy. What'd you buy it at again?
330.
Right.
And it's only been a half hour.
Yeah.
you're not getting the itchy palms and ready to sell, are you?
No. Diamond hands.
Diamond hands. I don't have paper hands.
You know, you're probably looking at it like, I've already lost X amount of dollars. Oh, what the hell? You know, I might as well lose it all.
Well, yeah. Actually, the new More thing, less. Though, I have to tell you, Schmidel, the new thing is not this GameStop thing and your stupid squeeze because you missed it. The new rage is called crypto art. And that's the new thing. You know how Bitcoin took off and we were like lost and we didn't know what.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a new thing sweeping the nation and it's called crypto art. And you need to get in on that. It's a whole thing. It's called non-fungible art.
What okay. is it exactly?
I don't know. But it's called non-fungible art. And people are buying CryptoPunks. Do you guys know what CryptoPunks are?
No clue.
Me
no
either. Clue. But they're saying that people are spending as much as $20,000 on CryptoPunks, crypto art, all this, and that it's, millions of dollars now are being traded in the United States over this art.
So is that like hypothetical art?
Look at me. I don't know.
Here's the problem. We've only got $200 to work with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So spending thousands upon thousands, we're not in that category right now. Right now, he's sitting on the stock that's worth a couple hundred bucks. So we got to find something that we can afford.
But yeah. Don't you hate the FOMO feeling? Like, you know, we all missed the boat on Bitcoin, obviously. But now I'm reading about this new thing that I had no idea existed. I feel like such an idiot when I read these things are being traded and it's this new fad. I've never heard of it in my life until just now I read about it. I'm like, what's crypto art? What is that? What's non-fungible? I've never even heard the word fungible. Have you been reading about it?
A little bit, yeah. I think I understand it.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so imagine... All right, I have to explain what a blockchain is. Do you know what that is? Okay, so imagine like a mine shaft, okay?
Okay.
And there's a single mine shaft where all this stuff exists. And once it's mined out, it's gone forever.
Okay.
That's a blockchain.
All right.
Okay? And that's where all these bitcoins and all this other stuff's coming from.
In a mine.
And when you pull it out of that mine shaft, it has like a special number on it that kind of tells you... that it came from that mine shaft and that it's a valid thing.
Why are you shaking your head? Why are you shaking your head?
I'm lost.
Why do we care about this mine shaft?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Because you have to mine it just like cryptocurrency.
So
that's why it's called crypto art.
That's why we put a lamp on our head?
Yeah, exactly.
Do we get shovels and take a parakeet down there?
No, not this mine shaft.
We pick out our favorite one and we take it out.
Yeah. Isn't this crazy? It's like, I really feel like this is like this whole, but it's here, people. I mean, it's a real thing. They're saying millions and millions of dollars of this crypto art are a thing now, and it's like I don't want to buy into it because I don't understand it, but that makes me an idiot for not trying to learn. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm going to put on my headlamp.
Got to go into the blockchain mine.
I feel like that you really got educated in the last 10 minutes because it was about 10 minutes ago you were in here and you'd never heard of this before. All of a sudden, you're an expert, pal. Man, you're quick.
You Googled it.
You got to love Google, right?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.